Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our feature in today's program, and today we're going to talk about the revolution of the U-bike in Taipei. Yay! U-bike, of course, is a bike share program that has taken off, and it's very popular here in Taipei. As far as I understand, there are no other bike share programs in Taiwan besides U-Bike and the one in New Taipei City, which is a much smaller scale. Forgive me if I'm wrong, if I've left out Kaohsiung or Taichung or someplace like that, but I think because of the success of the U-Bike here in Taipei, we'll see bike share programs in Kaohsiung and Taichung very soon.
Oh, I thought it was already down south. It's not?
I don't really know. Oh. I don't get down there too often. So, yeah, please don't shoot me if you're from Kaohsiung and you've got it, because I just don't know. Somebody's got to tell me if you do.
Taichung would be a good place for it, too, because Sun Moon Lake's over there. Wow.
Yeah, you could ride a bike from Taichung to Sun Moon Lake really easily there, Stephanie. It'll only take you a couple minutes. Yeah, right. But in any case here, we are talking about the revolution of the U-Bike here in Taipei. Again, it's a bike share program that has become quite popular here, and we'll talk about that today. So let's get to it. Let's read through the entire content of our lesson, and then we'll come back to talk about it. On a bustling street of Taipei, a person on a yellow and orange bike zooms by, then another and another. What 2 years ago was non-existent is now a ubiquitous sight dotting the roads and sidewalks of Taipei. The U-Bike. These public rental bikes are quickly taking over the city as people opt to use them for commuting or simply for fun. The U-Bike program is the brainchild of King Liu, founder and CEO of Taiwan's Giant Manufacturing Company Limited, one of the largest bicycle makers in the world. Despite the fact that Giant is a major Taiwanese bicycle company, Liu noticed several years ago that few Taiwanese people were riding bikes. In order to promote bike riding in the city, Liu and the Taipei City government came up with the U-Bike. U-Bike's preliminary program was trialed in Taipei's Xinyi District in March 2008. The program seemed successful, but there were not enough bikes to make a splash. In 2011, Giant and Taipei City's transportation departments decided to make U-Bike more accessible by increasing the number of bikes and stations. This helped U-Bikes to become incredibly popular. By the end of 2013, it was reported that U-Bike rentals were topping out at about 60,000 on peak days. Nowadays, the program has 4,455 bikes at 133 stations around Taipei. Signing up for U-Bike is easy. If you have an EZ card, you simply scan it at a kiosk and punch in your phone number to register. The U-Bike program touts its benefits as manifold, including cutting down on pollution, improving the sightseeing experience in Taipei, and reviving cycling as a popular and healthy activity. So whether you want to take in Taipei at a leisurely pace or simply want to save the environment, try hopping onto a U-Bike.
Okay, everybody, let's look at the title of our article first, The Revolution of the U-Bike in Taipei. A revolution has two really strong meanings, you could say, that we use most of the time. One is when there's a struggle inside a country. Someone's trying to take control. For example, in China, back in the early 1900s, I guess mid-1900s, there was a struggle, a revolution, where the communists wanted to take over control of China. That happened. We also had the American Revolution, where the Americans fought the British to take control of that country as well. There have been revolutions around the world. There are still revolutions going on. But that's not the definition we're focusing on today. Today we're talking about a revolution that actually means a big change in something, where something that's done is completely different than what happened before. So it's a dramatic change where people do things in a different way or think in a different way. And you know, before the U-bike, there weren't a lot of people riding bikes all the time. Tom, you're a bike rider, so you could tell us, have you noticed a difference in the number of bikes on the street?
Sure, but I ride my bicycle whenever I can. I enjoy bicycling.
Yeah.
Bicycling, of course, became quite popular back in 2008 when everybody had to have an expensive European-style road bike. So, yes, everybody loves bicycling that way. But back in 2008, I guess the U-bike wasn't really successful at the beginning. I remember seeing them in certain places, but nobody was riding them.
Me too, yeah.
I thought, oh, it's another project that's going to fail. But for some reason, at one point in time, I don't remember what it was, it just suddenly became popular overnight. Everybody
yeah.
had to be on those bikes.
It's true.
And now the rest is history, and there's no stopping it. So, yes, indeed, if you're on a bustling street of Taipei, a person on a yellow and orange bike zooms by, then another, and another. Yes, they are quite common here. If you're in a city like Taipei or New York or Tokyo, the streets will be bustling, and bustling just means they're full of activity. You better watch out or you might get run over.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy going on. A lot of noise, a lot of people. Taipei is like that. Big cities usually are. If you're on a street in Taipei, you might see a person on a yellow and orange bike zoom by. If you zoom, you go really, really fast. And you'll notice that we're seeing not just one person zoom by, but a lot. One person zooms by and then another and another. So what 2 years ago was non-existent is now a ubiquitous sight dotting the roads and sidewalks of Taipei. You're going to see a lot of these U-bikes around. I can't believe how popular they've become. If something is non-existent, it means it doesn't exist. It's not around. It's not there. If you exist, you happen to be living or in a place. So 2 years ago, we really didn't see many U-bikes. But now they're ubiquitous. Ubiquitous looks like a really long, hard word, but it just means everywhere. You see it everywhere. You can find it everywhere. It's very common, you could say. It's a common sight. And they're dotting the roads and sidewalks of Taipei, which means you just see them here and there and everywhere.
Indeed. So, yes, they're quite ubiquitous, quite common. Like yellow taxis in Taipei, they are ubiquitous.
Yeah.
They're all over the place. And, yeah, dot is just a small little piece of dark color, like a dot on your eye. Dot your I's and cross your T's. And, yes, they're all over the place. And these are public rental bikes. Rental means that it is available for rent. You pay money and you can use it, but you don't get to keep it.
No.
You have to give it back. You can go to a video rental place to rent movies if you'd like, although I understand most people are simply downloading movies these days. But you can still find video rental places open. We still rent videos ourselves.
Uh-huh.
And yes, indeed, they are taking over the city. If something takes over, it takes control. Now, it's not totally controlling traffic. There's no way there are going to be as many bicycles in Taipei as there are scooters. There's just no way they're going to beat that unless they restrict parking or something like that. But that would be very, very unpopular. So, yeah, U-bikes are around. They're common, but just not as common as motorcycles.
It says here that people opt to use them for commuting or simply for fun. If you opt to do something, that's the verb. The noun form would be option. What kind of options do you have? It just means that's what you're choosing. So if you opt as a verb, it means you make a choice because you have different possibilities in front of you. And those options, which is the noun form and it's countable, notice, it just means you have different kinds of choices. So people are choosing to use them. What are they doing with them? Well, they're using them to commute. If you commute, it means you go from home to work and back home. So commute really just means you're traveling between your home and your place of work, usually on a regular basis. If you live in a big city, typically you have to commute a longer distance because big cities, usually the prices of real estate are very high. For example, in New York, a lot of people commute at least an hour by train just so they can have a house or more space because apartments in Manhattan are very expensive.
Did you commute by train in New York?
I lived in Manhattan, so I just took the subway. My commute was very quick, very short.
Did you take the E train or the L train?
I took the 1 and 9.
The 1 and the 9
train. And the 2 and the 3.
Okay,
yeah.
Those are all IRT trains.
Uh-huh.
But in any case, we're not talking about New York here. We're
no.
talking about Taipei.
Yeah.
And yes, they're opening new MRT lines all the time, but sometimes they just don't go where you need to go, so you can commute on a U-bike, or if you're just wanting to go out and have some fun, hey, you can rent them. No one's going to stop you if you're going to take it for a ride on Taipei's mini bike trails. I did want to mention at the beginning of the program that I said Kaohsiung and Taichung don't have bike rental programs, but I was corrected by our very astute editor, Tommy, here. He said, yes, they have those systems, but they just aren't as big as the systems here in Taipei. I stand corrected. But in any case here, let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, the U-Bike program is the brainchild of King Leo. And he is the founder and CEO of Giant Manufacturing Company Limited down there in Taichung. And it's the brainchild. That just means the idea of somebody, usually if it's a really clever idea that has a lot of influence.
And King, that's his English name he's given himself. Mr. Leo is the founder and CEO of Taiwan's Giant Manufacturing Company Limited. That's how you pronounce those words out loud as you read them. You wouldn't say Co. Ltd.
No.
You actually say Company Limited. It's, of course, one of the largest bicycle makers in the world. I think it is the largest,
yeah.
Which makes me really proud of Taiwan.
Sure.
So the giant company which produces bicycles is very, very successful. And this guy's the founder. So it was his idea to start this company. He's also the current CEO. And it was his idea, which is a great idea. Thank you, Mr. Leo.
And we'll talk more about his ideas in just a second. But right now we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看在台北非常夯的 U-Bike。首先来看到在第一个句子它写着On a bustling street of Taipei, a person on a yellow and orange bike zooms by, then another and another. 首先呢是对台北街头的描述，你可以看到一台接着一台这种橘黄色的单车就这么疾驶而过。Zoom 在这里当作动词，原本是有迅速接近的意思。承接这样子的文意，第一格该写什么？然后来可以连续后面的句子提到 these public rental bikes， 就提到这些呢公用的出租单车。根据前面的句子跟后面句子，我们可以选择第一题 D 选项。Sentence D 提到 What 2 years ago was non-existent is now a ubiquitous sight dotting the roads and sidewalks of Taipei, the U-Bike.其实这个现象呢，在2年前是不存在的，而到现在则是到处存在的一个景象。这里有个形容词 ubiquitous， 就是到处存在的、普遍的意思。你可以看得到台北街头，不管是人行道或者是路上，都有着 the U-bike 的存在。而第一题我们可以选择 sentence D， 而 sentence D 后面就可以连接下一句的主词 these public rental bikes， 所以第一个空格我们就选择 D 选项。
We're going to take a quick break because we want to get on our U-bikes and just see Taipei a little more, but then we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about U-bikes. Where we left off, we were talking about whose idea this was. It was the brainchild of King Leo. He's the founder and CEO of Giant Bicycle Taiwan. And Leo noticed several years ago that few Taiwanese people were riding bikes. They probably rode bikes many years ago. And I used to get laughed at by people when I rode a bike. Why are you riding a bike? You foreigners are really weird. Nobody rides a bike to work. We all drive cars or ride scooters. So maybe riding a bicycle is a sign of being poor or something. I don't know, but I think that image has long disappeared because people now recognize the importance of bicycles. But he thought that, hey, there aren't very many people riding bikes, so he wanted to promote bike riding in the city. So in order to do that, so that he could promote bike riding in the city, get more people to do it, Liu and the Taipei city government came up with the U-Bike. So they came up with this idea. They thought of it.
Good. So if you promote something, it's like you advertise it, you suggest to other people this is something you should do. So he worked with the Taipei city government, and they came up with this U-Bike program together. It says U-Bike's preliminary program was trialed in Taipei's Xinyi District in March 2008. Before you launch a really big program, you want to see if it's going to work on a smaller scale before you spend a lot of money. So that's what they did. If something's preliminary, it just means you do something before a big event. So it's something you do in preparation for a bigger event or something that you're going to do that's going to require more time and money. So if you trial something, usually we use trial as a noun, which means you're trying something out to see if it's going to work. So here it's being used as a verb. So it was tried out in Taipei's Xinyi District. District is just, you know, a particular area of a city. I live in the Da'an district myself.
But I live in the Wenshan district.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So they tried it out in the Xinyi district back in March of 2008.
And the program seemed successful, but there were not enough bikes to make a splash. If you make a splash, that means you are very, very successful. Uh-huh. Lots of people notice you. You could say this about celebrities when they start to become popular. You could say, oh, the celebrity made a splash at the Oscars. And after that, that celebrity was popular, and everybody knew that person's name. But, yeah, they were around, and, yeah, some people were using them, but not a lot of people used them because there just weren't enough bikes. If you wanted to ride from Taipei City Hall down to Taipei Train Station, you probably didn't necessarily have a station available, or if you wanted to ride up to Shirlin or something like that, or to Nangang, there just weren't enough stations around. So back in 2011, which was 3 years ago, Giant and Taipei City's transportation department decided to make U-Bike more accessible, and they did this by increasing the number of bikes and the number of stations. Transportation, of course, has to do with moving things from one place to another. It could be things, the transportation of freight, for example, or the transportation of people.
That's right. It says they were trying to make U-Bike more accessible. Accessible just means you're able to use it or to reach it or even enter it. So they wanted to have more bikes so that people could use them, right? So what did they do? They increased the number of bikes and stations. You could say this particular area is easily accessible by bus, which means you can reach it by bus. Or if you're traveling by bus, I bet some of you have noticed that some of the buses are accessible to disabled people. People in wheelchairs can ride the bus. I know when I first came to Taiwan, it didn't seem like many of the buses were suited for disabled people. But now more buses are accessible to disabled people.
Indeed. And yes, they wanted to make U-Bike more accessible to regular folks by increasing the number of bikes and the number of stations. They're all over the place now.
Yeah.
And this helped U-Bikes to become incredibly popular. Popular is one thing, but very popular is another. And incredibly popular is extremely very popular. So incredibly is from the word incredible, which means so great that it's difficult to believe.
Hard to believe, yeah. By the end of 2013, it was reported that U-Bike rentals were topping out at about 60,000 on peak days.
Ooh,
wow, that's a lot of bikes. Now, if it says in an article or some writing that you're reading that it was reported that, we don't really know who said it, who is giving us this information. We just know that somebody somewhere in the media or maybe in some particular research stated this. So we know that U-bike rentals were topping out. That topping out just means you reach a maximum number. It doesn't go past that number. So they reached about 60,000 on peak days. Peak means when something is at its greatest activity. For example, the peak season for tourists in Taiwan is probably October and March or April when the weather's nicer.
You mean the peak tourist season?
Peak tourist season. But sometimes we use peak to talk about it like a noun. Here it's an adjective. If you talk about the peak of a mountain, it's the very, very top of the mountain.
Yeah, when I went out to visit my uncle in Swarthmore, outside of Philadelphia, of
Swarthmore.
Course. Yeah, Swarthmore. Although the announcer on the train always said Swarthmore.
That's where my roommate went to school.
All right. Well, that's where my uncle lived. He lives in Media now. But in any case, yeah, if you took the train from Philadelphia's main station there, during peak times, the ticket was more expensive.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's like during rush hour.
Yeah.
And on peak days, on the days when most people are riding, the numbers were topping out at about 60,000 people on those bikes. Well, nowadays, at the current time, it's probably increasing all the time, but the program has 4,455 bikes at 133 stations around Taipei, and they're probably expanding it all the time. And signing up for a U-bike is easy if you have an easy card, which is yo-yo ka in Chinese, easy card in English. You simply scan the card at a kiosk and punch in your phone number to register. That's all you have to do. I remember when I signed up, it was very easy.
Yeah.
You scan your card all the time when you enter the MRT, when you ride a bus, when you add money to your card at a 7-Eleven or purchase things at a convenience store, you scan it. This is a kiosk here, which is like a certain kind of station. You used to have to buy bus tickets in Taipei at a special kiosk. Those are long gone. When I first came to Taipei, you bought these little cards, and you'd get 10 rides per ticket.
Uh-huh.
You'd buy those at a kiosk, which is, again, is a very small little kind of hut or something that sells things. This one is automated.
Yeah, some of them have turned into standing machines, like at airports. There is a ticket kiosk where you can just go and get your ticket, your e-ticket, and check in your baggage. If you punch in something, that just means you press. So punch can mean press. So you press or put your phone number in to register. And if you register, you're signing up for something so you can participate, some sort of class or activity. So that's all you have to do. I thought it was simple, and I'm a foreigner. I've already registered. The U-Bike program touts or advertises its benefits as manifold. Manifold means many and various. What are some of these benefits? Well, it cuts down on pollution. Yay! I hate bad air. I hate dirty air because I have asthma, Sichuan, and it's hard to breathe when there's so much pollution. If you cut down on something, you reduce something or you lessen something so it's not as big or not as much.
Like my friend Mr. Zhang, he can't quit smoking, but he's trying to cut down on smoking.
Mm.
Maybe smoking maybe 10 cigarettes a day instead of a whole pack.
Good.
And also, this can improve the sightseeing experience in Taipei, which is true, especially if you go on the bike paths. And also, it's other advantages to revive cycling as a popular and healthy activity. If you revive something, you give it life again. It had life before, it lost it, and now it's got it again.
Well, so whether you want to take in Taipei at a leisurely pace, if you take something in, you look at it, you see it, you enjoy it, you can take in a movie. Well, if you want to take in the city at a leisurely pace, leisurely just means doing something without hurrying. You have lots of time. You're very relaxed. If this is your pace, your speed, or you simply want to save the environment or cut down on pollution, which I hate, try hopping onto a U-bike. I'll give it a try. Right now, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
接着我们来看。 在第二段就开始叙述怎么会有 U-bike 这样子的单车计划呢? 事实上是因为呢，台湾呢的捷安特的创办人跟执行长 K King Liu 他有这样子的一个发想。在这里提到 King Liu， 他后面补充说明 Founder and CEO of Taiwan's Giant Manufacturing Company Limited。 在这里呢，我们要延续这样子的文意，第二个空格应该填什么呢？然后后面提到 In order to promote bike riding in the city, Liu and the Taipei City Government came up with the U-Bike。自己本身是台湾脚踏车的执行长跟创办人，而因为怎么样，他想要推广在城市里面骑脚踏车呢？第二题我们可以选择 Sentence A， 这里提到 Despite the fact that Giant is a major Taiwanese bicycle company, Liu noticed several years ago that few Taiwanese people were riding bikes。事实上呢，这个刘先生他发现其实台湾几乎没什么人在骑单车，尽管捷安特呢是发源于台湾的重要的单车公司，于是他就跟台北市政府发想了这个来推广在城市骑脚踏车的一个计划。所以第二题承接上下文意，我们可以选择的答案是 A。而接着后面就提到，刚开始是在2008年呢，于台北的信义区开始了微笑单车的计划。承接这样的文意，第三个空格该填什么呢？而后面第三个空格的句子写着 In 2011, Giant and Taipei City's Transportation Department decided to make U-Bike more accessible by increasing the number of bikes and stations.到了2011年呢，他们两个一起合作，决定要使着这个 U-Bike 更容易呢可以获得取得。要借由什么方式？当然是借由 increasing the number of bikes and stations， 增加呢单车的数目以及车站。而第三题我们可以选择 Sentence B 里面提到The program seemed successful, but there were not enough bikes to make a splash. 这样的计划似乎是成功的，指的正是第三个空格前面提到的在信义区开始试行的一个计划。虽然看起来成功，但是却没有足够的单车数量能够造成轰动，所以才会有后面句子提到要来增加单车的数目。所以第三题我们答案就选择 B。 接着我们来看到第四个空格该填什么句子来承接后面的讲到 By the end of 2013, it was reported that U-bike rentals were topping out at about 60,000 on peak days。究竟是发生了什么事？然后到了2013年的年底，微笑单车在尖峰日会有高达约6万的出租次数呢？第四题我们可以选择的是 Sentence C 里面提到 This helped U-bikes to become incredibly popular。因为数量的增加就让这个 U-Bike 变成非常的受欢迎，所以就可以承接下一句的单日可以创6万的新高次数。所以第四题我们答案就选择 C。 接着我们来看到在这一段的最后两句咯，这里提到呢，这个单车的计划其实有很多的好处，包括了 cutting down on pollution， 能够减少污染， improving the sightseeing experience in Taipei， 还可以增加你对台北的这种观光的经验。程序这样的文意，第五题我们就可以选择 Sentence E。 So whether you want to take in Taipei at a leisurely pace or simply want to save the environment, try hopping onto a U-bike. 不管你是要悠闲的来欣赏台北的美，或者只是要拯救这个环境，减少污染，你都可以试着踏上这个 U-bike 来开始你的旅程。所以搭配文意，第五题我们当然就选择 E。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you get a chance to try out U-Bike if you haven't done so to date. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.